Established in 1959, the Wildflower Sanctuary along the Devil Track River is in the process of being restored and maintained. Joining us today are Ann and Chris Hegg of the Devil Track Wildflower Sanctuary. Welcome, Chris. Welcome, Ann. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Great. So could you tell us a little bit about the history of the Wildflower Sanctuary?
Yeah, it was interesting to find out the piece of property that it's on is actually the old Hedstrom Lumber Mill site. Those of you that are familiar with it, it's up the Gunflint. It's bordered by the Gunflint Trail, County Road 60, which is just before you get to the current mill, and the Devil's Track River.
Sure.
The whole parcel is about a 6-acre piece. The Wildflower Sanctuary is an acre and a half or so that's on the far east side, so it's right along the Gunflint. Old timers, which is anyone that's been here 20 years or more, the access used to be on the Gunflint, but when they rerouted the bridge and rerouted the Gunflint a little bit, it was a difficult access. So I purchased that piece of property, since I live across the road or across the river from it, a year and a half ago, and working with some others, Peter Hendrickson from North House was a big one, took down the last of the buildings. He did it. I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And the whole area has been cleared. And then I wasn't a huge wildflower person. I mean, I kind of knew which ones were which, but that was it. But you sort of get drawn in. The Scenic Byway Committee, particularly Nancy Seaton and some other helpers, had gotten some grants to get it started. It's gone through about every 15 or 20 year cycle. It was established in 59, joint effort of the Garden Club and a couple of the second generation Hedstrom women. Lucille Walker and Mildred Anderson were two of the ones that had the history. And I was so happy when Frankie Jarko of the Garden Club gave me a box that's got all the history on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big deal back then when it was first established. There were some well-known botanists out of the cities that helped them get it started. And it probably has over 100 different flowers in it and others. But it's gone through cycles of about every 15, 20 years. It grows over, and then someone goes in and sees the pink lady slippers or something, mm-hmm. and then they get enthused and they take care of it again. What had happened most recently with the Gunflint the rehab sort of cut it off. It had gotten overgrown with dead and dying trees. So some of the members of the Garden Club asked Howard Hedstrom if he could have it cleared, and he cleared it, maybe more than some of them wished, and I kind of thought so too, but it turned out it's okay. It's different now. But it's amazing. I've got a map from 1984, and I can go back in there and find things that are there now. Mm-hmm. So what has happened now, it's the entrance is now, you turn on County 60, you go down to a gravel road right before the river. The county is going to have some signs marking it, and then there's a parking area, and the access is now on the river side, on the west side of it.
Okay.
I've put in about 400 feet of trails with chips and whatever, and we've got about 20 or 30 flowers marked on it now.
And what can a visitor expect to see there as the restoration progresses?
Well, restoring that, and we need help. We need people that are more expert than us to help us identify what flowers are.
Mm-hmm.
Early on in the year, we had the pink lady slipper is a very pretty one. It's along the river there. That's kind of past its prime. Then we had, there were two or three forms of trillium, Dutchman breeches. There was a great stand of columbine in there. We had marked about 20 sort of flowers as azalea, which I don't think is actually a wildflower, but they planted that way back when. Wood and Canadian anemone. There are a ton of flowers there. Most of those are past, and now it's in phase two. I would call it the berry phase.
Mm-hmm.
There's blueberry, there's strawberry, there's raspberry, there's dewberry, there's red baneberry. There are a lot of things, and there's clematis, and there's a lot of things that I'm not even familiar with yet. I knew only a handful. I'm sure in 5 years I'll know a lot more of them. So there's a constantly changing mix. There are markers that some of them we put in with Nancy, and some of the things have been overshadowed by other things. So it's kind of open in the middle. Along the river, it's a very pretty stroll. And just for fun, I've added another half-mile trail that goes along the river from the bridge to right near where the Wildflower Sanctuary entrance is. It has some flowers, but it's kind of a pretty thing that I'm about two-thirds of the way done with.
Very cool. Can you tell us about the scheduled work days you have for volunteers?
Yeah, this was Nancy's idea, so thank you, Nancy. Hope I see you soon. She knew that you can't have one person or two 60-plus-year-old people like Ann and I can't keep track of something that's there. And what we really would like, we set it for every third Sunday at 10 o'clock, April through October. So we've got one in August, one in September and October. And what we really need is people to come on out. Basically, we were talking about weeding or cutting back aspen that's regenerating mm-hmm. or whatever skill sets you have. I can do the trails, although if someone's dying to come and use the wheelbarrow and pitch chips, that's fine. Hedstrom's will donate an unlimited supply of wood chips to redo the trail. But as you can imagine, when you got an acre and a half, it's pretty open in most of it now, which is working out okay, but it means that the more sun it gets, what happens? The more stuff grows there. And the other thing that's kind of funny is that, you know what's been the most popular thing? You know what most of the tourists, if they happen to find it, think?
What's that?
They're out in the open fields, there was a tremendous stand of lupin. They come here, and lupin is, as some people would know, is an invasive species, although there's plenty of invasive mm-hmm. species that are nice, and there's some that are nasty. Mm-hmm. But they're there taking pictures of that, and they think they found the Wildflower Sanctuary. But we got a sign up there, but you got to just walk. There's a parking area designated. You got to walk along the river, get to the Wildflower Sanctuary entrance, and you can see a wide variety, and it changes all year, wouldn't you say, Ann?
Yeah, and one thing we could add to that part about needing help, if that Sunday morning thing does not work for people, that we welcome help anytime. It's just that Sunday morning time is, if you like to work with other people, or if you want to feel like, well, I can help, but I don't really know what I'm doing, there might be more people there that could make it be more fun. But we welcome help anytime.
And what kind of things should volunteers come prepared with?
Right now, if it was me, I'd have a mosquito top mm-hmm. just because they're often there and you're around there digging. Otherwise, whatever you would prefer to use for weeding and digging, a good pair of gloves. There are a nice variety of wild thistles there, so you can. You want some little heavier mm-hmm. gloves for pulling them out. If you like a spade or something else to put them in. I mean, there's an infinite supply of hawkweed in and outside of the Wildflower Sanctuary. Whatever you would need for weeding, tools like a wheelbarrow for moving the chips and whatever someone wants to do that I've got. If you want to bring a set of loppers because you're just dying to cut out an aspen, I asked Nancy how much aspen should we leave, and she said 3 would be plenty. And we probably have 3,000, so so it looks, part of it looks very nice. The part along the river where the lady slipper was, is pretty shaded and with balsam and spruce and whatever, so it's pretty nice. The open area is kind of open, and then there's the fields themselves. As people can see, I mow part of them. And the difficult part of the mowing is mowing the rocks and the old foundations mm-hmm. from the mill. But
so who can volunteers contact?
They can contact us at either Chris or Ann at 387-9008 or Hegg, H-E-G-G, at boreal.org. We would be happy to have them there. We'll be there every Sunday unless we happen to be gone for something, and then we'll leave a little note on. There's a sign that kind of directs people here to park. Then you can walk. It's about a 50-yard walk over to the entrance, nice flat land. It's actually the fire department has a hydrant stand there, and you just walk on their little road till you get to that, and you can see the Wildflower Sanctuary sign. So we've got that sign that kind of tells them that we're going to have the work day, and we'll leave a note if we're not going to be there. But like Ann said, we definitely, I own the land, but I view it as a community asset. And if the community does not help, I can guarantee we will not be able to keep up with mm-hmm. it.
We are speaking with Ann and Chris Hegg of the Wildflower Sanctuary, which is located 5.5 miles from the town off Gunflint Trail on County Road 60. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Bye.